It's BFES, the Forces Station, and we welcome back Leanne Quigley off of the Traitor's Fame. Hello, Leanne. How are you? It's been a minute.
Hello, I'm so good. It's good to be back on with you.
Tonight, 9 p.m. UK time, the Famouses have a go, taking on not only Claudia Winkleman's Fringe, but the whole of the Traitor's show. Is it going to be weird? Are you going to be like sat there judging as a reigning champion watching it?
Do you know what? I think I am. Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am. It's so nice to be able to just sit back and watch the show without the anxiety of being in it, As a viewer, I'm so excited.
Well, so remind us, you did the series and you won as a faithful. Do you think that's the best way of doing it, or would you be interested to see what it's like as a traitor?
For me, I'm very glad I won as a faithful because I was riddled with guilt winning as a faithful. So I can't imagine how Harry felt winning as a traitor.
So would you say then, any celebrities who are going in this year, would you have your fingers crossed for them that they're going to be on the straight and narrow instead? Is that maybe a little bit more pleasant?
I don't know, I'm up for a bit of drama this year as a viewer, so I'm happy for the traitors to take the win, to be honest.
So let's get into it. There are loads of big names in this series. You've got everyone from like Alan Carr's going to be in it, Stephen Fry, Charlotte Church. Who do you think's going to do well?
Gosh, it's just huge, isn't it? I think, first of all, the casting this year is just incredible. The range of celebrities that are on this year is just absolutely insane. I'm just so excited to see all of them, if I'm totally honest. I mean, Kat Burns. I don't know if you followed Kat Burns during season three, during our series. She would do reviews daily on the show. So I know she's very clued up. I know she's very tactful. I think she'll be really, really great. I would love to see Kat be selected as a traitor. I think she'd be fantastic. I'm excited to see Alan at the round table. If he gets accused of being a traitor, I'd love to see how he handles it.
Do you know what? There's a couple in there. I don't know if you agree. There's a few I'm worried about. People like your Kate Garraways and your Claire Baldings. Like, we know them from kind of serious, factual, newsy type stuff. Do you think they'd be able to keep a poker face if they needed to?
I think they're going to be the best kind of people to keep a poker face. Absolutely. They're so used to serious situations. And this game, it is serious. Like, when you're in the game, it's so serious. It's like nothing else in the world matters. You're so drawn in, and it really is. It just takes over your whole life whilst you're there. Obviously, you've got no contact with the outside world. I mean, a lot of these celebrities may be used to that already. They're used to cameras, they're used to, I don't know, thinking before they speak. So I think they've definitely got one up on us ordinary people.
Okay, and would you say, obviously, you've got kind of double experience. You've been there as a member of the cast yourself, but also you've got that kind of military inkling in the background where you're used to tough situations and kind of taking stuff as it comes. Have you got any advice that you would give to this year's contestants?
I think absolutely think before you speak, which I think these guys are going to be very clued up on. They're in the industry and actually they're going in, it's very different obviously to us. They're going in there, they already have a reputation. So they are going to be mindful of one, what they say, two, how they act, and three, how they react at the round table. So I think it's going to be just so interesting to see how they play it and who can keep their cool.
If you had to make a prediction for the winner this year, who would your money be on?
Oh my gosh, okay, winners.
I'm going to say right now, personally, I think Joe Wilkinson's a bit of a dark horse. I reckon he's going to be able to get through this. He's got a
I can
very
see
unique
that.
set of
Okay.
skills, that man.
Okay, I'm a big fan of Claire. I'm going to go Claire or Kat.
Claire or Kat, we're keeping it with the ladies, we're
Yeah,
keeping it with the C's.
absolutely.
We will see how it goes. For now, Leanne Quigley, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show today, mate.
Thank you, Joe.
BFBS, the Forces Station.